This is Bedard on Discipleship with Stephen Bedard.
This is Stephen Bedard, and I need to confess to you that I have a love-hate relationship with Christian apologetics. I do love apologetics. In fact, it's been a part of my Christian life almost from the beginning. As someone who came out of atheism, it was pretty important for me to be able to learn from scholars and to hear the reasons for why there is a firm foundation for Christianity. And as someone who went through that, to be able to share those stories and those concepts with other people, it was very important to me. My first writing experiences were in the areas of apologetics. My first book, co-written with Stanley Porter, Unmask and the Pagan Christ, was an apologetics book. And so it is important. But I've also watched over the years as Christian apologetics has in many ways been taken over by the culture wars, and it's not always about demonstrating that God exists or that Jesus rose from the dead or the gospel is true, but sometimes it's used simply to promote certain aspects of conservative culture, whether they are directly related to the Christian faith or not. It has just kind of been adopted into that. And I have seen Christian apologists attack one another, not just having healthy debates, which are a good thing to do, but really to see those who have a different position, different interpretation as heretics, and getting pretty nasty with one another. And so I have a lot of concerns about Christian apologetics as well. Having said that, I still see that there is a role for Christian apologetics today. For one, for people who are seekers, people who are considering the Christian faith, I think that it is important that there are resources out there, that there is a demonstration that thoughtful people have worked through some of the difficult questions that are out there. And not to say that all of those answers that are provided are the final answer, they might not be, but just to demonstrate that there is a place within Christianity for us to think through these things and to talk about them and to give a reason for why Christianity should even be at the table of worldviews and ideas. So I think that that is important. And also, as people coming closer to Jesus, they might suddenly hit a roadblock, and there might be something out there that is going to be the thing that's going to remove that obstacle and help them to get to Jesus. Now, there's going to be people who say, well, no one ever comes to faith through Christian apologetics. And I always push back on that. Like, first of all, how do you know that? You've pulled every single Christian throughout history, and you know for a fact that none of them have come by Christian apologetics. Now, if you go and say they only came by the power of the Holy Spirit, well, sure, yeah, they've only come by the power of the Holy Spirit. But that also means that no one's ever come to faith through evangelism either. It's only been by the Holy Spirit. So we have to ask, what are the tools that the Holy Spirit uses to bring people to Christ? And I would definitely think that Christian apologetics is one of them. The other thing that Christian apologetics still has a role for is in strengthening the faith of Christians. That once we become Christians, we're baptized, we get involved in church, that doesn't mean that we're not going to face challenges to our faith. And certainly there is a lot going on. There's some pretty high profile people who have rejected Christianity, who have come out and stated that they are no longer a follower of Jesus. And again, I'm not getting into debates over whether you can lose your salvation. That's a whole another video for another time. But these things do happen. I've talked in the past about deconstruction. I really don't believe deconstruction has to lead to deconversion, but good apologetics material and resources that can help people who are struggling. I remember as a fairly new Christian, still struggling with some doubts, and instead of pointing me in the right directions for some good resources, they tried to pray my doubt away, which wasn't all that helpful. So that's one of the ways that Christian apologetics still has a role today. So yes, I do have some concerns about how some Christian apologetics is done these days. Sometimes it does bring out the worst in people. Sometimes it's about the sheer joy of the argument of destroying another person's position. But there is some good. There's some good apologetics out there by people, godly people who sincerely are looking to point people to the truth and to have discussions and conversations, and who are willing to learn and listen and all of those things. So that kind of stuff is happening as well. And I'm thankful for that kind of Christian apologetics. I do talk about a Christian apologetics at my website, stephenjbedard.com. Make sure to visit me there and subscribe to this channel. Thank you, and God bless.